Saturday, just the one game, of course, the representative game between the NWFL and the Southern Football League, the SFL. In fact, there was two games. The under-18s was the curtain raiser, and the NWFU had a pretty good win in that one, 10-14-74 to the SFL, 3-5-29. Heath Ollington kicked three goals, Dylan Goss and Jeremy Plant two each as well, and Dylan Goss was named best on the ground.
Yeah, best players were Dylan Goss, Zach Derrico, Willem Atkins, Heath Ollington, along with exciting Devonport twins Fletcher and Oliver Kelly. So all in all, they were triumphant over the SFL by a margin of 51 points in what could be perceived as a dominant display.
It's good for the future of coastal football too when you look at the scoreline, because the SFL didn't even get a goal till the third quarter.
No, that's correct. And the whole 22 were up and about on the day.
In the senior game, it was the NWFL winning that one as well, 11-7-73 to 10-6-66. Really good kicking there from both sides. There was only a point of difference at three-quarter time, and it was a great game from what I hear, Kim.
Yeah, the win was probably the big decider, and kicking against the four-goal breeze, the NWFL looked the better side in the first term with their cohesive ball movement, and they led by 9 points at quarter time. Martin, and then they posted a 3-2 to the SFL's two straight goals in the second term to go into a long break with a 17-point buffer. Then the impossible happened. The SFL came out with a sense of real purpose in the third quarter, looked slicker than the Northwest, kicking 4-5 to 2-1 to narrow the margin to a solitary point of the last change. And then in a riveting last term, the NWFL kicked 3-1 to the Southerners 2-1 to come away with the spoils to win by just 7 points. Best players, Martin, for the NWFL were ball magnate Dylan Smith, who amassed a plethora of possessions in a midfield capacity in a BOG performance. On-ballers Sharon Egger and Quade Byard were instrumental in holding out the SFL in a dogged last quarter and, in fact, were busy all day, along with line-hearted ruckman Luke Dyson, who gave away centimetres in height to his southern counterparts. Vice-captain Clay Griffiths provided leadership and rebound from the halfback, while co-captain Harry Walters finished with four goals. And Martin, he could have easily finished with six, but for inaccuracy.
Yeah, well, you wouldn't have think so looking at the scores. Like I said, 11-7 to 10-6 is pretty straight kicking. And I understand there was a really good crowd there, Kim, which was terrific. And I know in the media today, your president, Andrew Richardson, is pretty keen to see more rep games played. And under the system at the moment, the North will play the South next year and we miss out, but maybe something else could be worked out.
Yeah, look, a fantastic game, Martin, of representative football, in that it attracted a good attendance with the result going down to the wire. Importantly, it has reignited discussion to return to a triangular series of two rep games each per season between the NWFL, NTFA and SFL. The SFL in particular, Martin, have lacked commitment in the past in regards to representative participation, with both players and their respective clubs not embracing the concept. However, this year, the SFL hierarchy threatened suspension for any player that pulled out of their squad for any reason barring injury. The side that the Southerners put on the ground was close to their best, and it was a real credit to the NWFL to not only ensure their unbeaten record at home, but importantly to maintain their mantle as the best regional competition within Tasmania.
Yeah, the Southerners wouldn't like that, that's for sure, and it's a shame they've got to resort to that sort of thing to get them involved in it, but I'll guarantee you that any of the players from the South that played in that game on Saturday would have enjoyed the experience immensely.
Yeah, I spoke to two or three of them there, including four, I'm going to escape there for a second, played very, very well, but he was ex-Lauderdale player, and he said, look, we've got to buy into this on an annual basis, not just, just sit back and let things happen. But while we're on that, I think congratulations must also be extended to NWFL coach Brent Plant and his assistant coaching staff, Peter Templeton, Troy Davies and Nick Hizzard-Zetas, who collectively got the maximum of effort from the players. And it'd also be remiss of myself, Martin, if I didn't mention the great work of the team's support staff, including the trainers, match manager Rodney Walker, and the Ulverston Football Club Ladies Committee for providing meals to both our team and the opposition. And then finally, in closing, a big thank you to our competition manager, Morgan Hughes, for his perseverance in obtaining guernseys and apparel for the players and support staff, seemingly caught up on the slow boat from China. And Morgan has capably taken over the mantle of ensuring all goes well to plan from Vicky Slater, who is now an independent board member.
Yeah, and some people listening may be thinking, well, you know, Kim doesn't need to thank all those people, but yes, you do, because you were the chairman of Selectors.
Yeah, that's right, and, you know, it's easy to sit back, but these guys really put the hard effort in. And the guy I was trying to think of there, and he was Thor Boskett.
Oh, yep, sure, yeah, from the south, yep. Well, okay, Kim, we'll get back to normal next week, of course, with the resumption of roster games. And I'll just quickly run through the women's ladder. At the moment, has Ulverston on top on 16 points, Penguin on 12, Devonport on 12, Wynyard on 8, and La Trobe yet to win. The two games for the women on Saturday are La Trobe at home against Penguin, and Wynyard will host Ulverston. The men's ladder has Devonport on top with 20 points, Penguin on 16, Burnie on 16, Wynyard on 16. Outside the top four, Ulverston on 4. And La Trobe yet to win a game. They play Penguin this week. Burnie will host Devonport and Wynyard at home against Ulverston. You'll preview those games with the boys in breakfast on Friday. Kimber, thanks for your time today. Really appreciate it. We'll talk to you again next week.
Thanks very much, Martin, and we'll catch you then, mate.